We've been talking about trust and, you know, different ways it manifests, how to, you know, what to do when trust is broken. But how about talking about how we can make ourselves trustworthy? Because we talk a lot about, you know, when others break our trust, or maybe when we break others' trust. But how about the preventative measure of making ourselves trustworthy? How do we make ourselves trustworthy? I remember many years ago, I was leading a discussion group in one of the polytechnics in Singapore on friendship, and asking the kids, they were all kind of like 17 to 21, something like that. Chunfa was, and Xiao Hong were among them, and asking them, you know, what are the criteria for friends? On what basis do you make friends? So they began to talk about things, you know, oh, somebody who's kind, somebody who doesn't tell my secrets, somebody who doesn't lie to me, you know. And it was very interesting because they all went around a circle and kind of talked about this. And at the end, it was very clear that, you know, what were the criteria for friends were abandoning the 10 non-virtues. You know? Because nobody wanted to have friends who took their stuff, or who cheated on them, or who lied to them, or talked behind their back, or, you know, screamed at them, or ridiculed them, or whatever it was, you know? And so the same thing, too, when we say, how can we make ourselves trustworthy? I think one of the big ways is by abandoning the 10 non-virtues. Yeah? Because if we look in the situations, you know, how much, so much, you know, why discord happens between human beings and what the source of broken trust is, it usually boils down to one of the 10 non-virtues. You know, somebody harm me physically or harm somebody I love physically, I don't trust them anymore. They stole my stuff or they embezzled my things, or they did some dirty financial deal on me, or took more than their fare of something, so I don't trust them. You know, infidelity in marriage, sleeping around or whatever, don't trust them. Lying, that's, for me, that's the big trust breaker, you know. The other things I can kind of handle in one way or another, I mean, but when somebody lies to me, that's just like finished, yeah. Okay. Harsh words, that's a real big trust breaker, isn't it? Especially in an office place, you know, kind of you're trying to work together harmoniously and then people start gossiping, you don't trust that person anymore. Yeah? And harsh words, you know, making fun of people, ridiculing them, criticizing them, embarrassing them. Yeah, idle talk. And then the three mental ones, you know. If you have a friend who you know is eyeing your stuff, even though they haven't taken anything, you know, who's coveting your stuff and envious of you, doesn't feel comfortable, yeah? Or somebody who has ill will, or somebody who's spouting off all sorts of incredible wrong views and critical views, you know? So if we look in our own life, I think, and ask ourselves, you know, kind of what are the things that break trust? We come up with these 10, yeah? So if we want to make ourselves into trustworthy people, yeah, instead of always looking to see how other people are doing and if they're worthy of our trust, try and think, how can I be trustworthy to somebody else? Then if we abandon the 10 non-virtues and practice the 10 virtues, that's a real good start. And in fact, I would say almost anything you can think of that would break trust falls into the 10 non-virtues. So if you, you know, practice the 10 virtues and abandon the 10 non-virtues, then you make yourself into a trustworthy person. Now, whether other people from their side trust you, you don't have any control over, because people perceive us however they perceive us through the filter of their own karma and their own self-centeredness and everything like that. So we can't make anybody trust us from their side. We can't control their minds. But from our side, we can, you know, make ourselves trustworthy so that the people who come around us, you know, feel like they don't have anything to be afraid of or suspicious of, because we will be honest and straightforward and, you know, truthful and kind. So, you know, in this whole discussion of trust, if our mind sometimes goes off on this thing of, you know, I can't trust anybody, and how am I going to trust anyone? The whole world's untrustworthy. You know, instead of letting your mind spin out about that, which is useless, come back to, how can I be trustworthy? I can't make the rest of the world trustworthy. I have to make myself trustworthy. Yeah. If I make myself a person who's trustworthy, I'm going to attract a lot more people who are also trustworthy. Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, that's our homework, isn't it? Instead of falling into so much doubt about other people and who can I trust and the world's falling to bits and everything, it's like, well, what can I do? Yeah, to remedy the problem, because remedying the problem has to start with this one right here. And then, of course, if we become more trustworthy, we inspire other people to become like that without even trying. We don't have to try and be a good example. We don't have to try and be anything. But just the way we are, people can see that we're trustworthy. And then that inspires them to make themselves trustworthy. So, I'm going to be gone for 2 months. So, I hope you're all trustworthy. Not worthy of my trust, but worthy of each other's trust. You know? Because if you all act in a way that makes yourself trustworthy, then the community is going to be really harmonious and quite wonderful. Huh? Okay. Anybody have comments or questions or anything? Okay. I think you can bear my trust. Yeah. I'm not an easy pushover. I think you can bear my trust. And I think, you know, people will slip and slide, and that's normal. And so you pick yourself up, and you go on, and you apologize. And the other person forgives, and life goes on.